This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. A federal judge is extending her order barring the federal government from moving 100 Venezuelan detainees out of Colorado. Laura Lunn is a lawyer with the Rocky Mountain Immigrant Advocacy Network.
For one of the first times in months, we're able to breathe a sigh of relief.
The federal government had no immediate comment on the ruling. Lunn said 11 people detained in Colorado were previously moved to El Salvador. The U.S. District Judge Charlotte Sweeney is giving the ACLU until the end of this week to request a preliminary injunction to make the ban longer. Mesa County will hold a measles vaccine clinic Saturday. The county has not recorded any cases this year, but more than 800 have been diagnosed across the country. CPR's Dina Sieg.
Encouraging vaccination is just one way the county is trying to be proactive after measles was discovered in Colorado last month. Sarah Gray is with Mesa County Public Health.
Since measles has been largely eliminated in the U.S. for many years, many healthcare providers haven't encountered it firsthand.
So the county is teaching them how to recognize its symptoms. Measles is one of the most infectious diseases and can even be deadly. The clinic is Saturday from 9 in the morning to noon at Mesa County Public Health. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert is asking federal budget cutters to take aim at a project in Colorado, the Front Range Passenger Rail Project. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Boebert wrote to DOGE head Elon Musk and Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy to request an inquiry into the planned expansion of passenger rail from Pueblo to Fort Collins, calling the proposal fiscally irresponsible. Boebert wants them to halt federal funding for the project over its cost, lack of transparency, and the threat she says it poses to private property rights. Early estimates put the cost at $2 billion, but it could go as high as $14 billion. State lawmakers have passed bills to fund and support the project, and last year Colorado received $66 million from the federal government for it, too. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
This is CPR News.